Let's start with those mountains of squash and nearly endless displays of tomatoes, peppers, and other tasty treats featured at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds Hall of Flowers last week.
There's not just one type of tomato. There's not just one type of squash. There is a lot of diversity there.
Richard Bernard may be the person most responsible for corralling the huge varieties of fruits and vegetables on display at the fair. He works with the Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company, headquartered in Missouri.
So we're using seeds from all over the world. We have an agreement with a grower in Esparto in the Central Valley of California to grow these on 5 acres. We go there, we plant them, the grower takes care of them, and then we go and harvest. So it's a process of bringing a crew and harvesting for 2 weeks and making a nice display here at the expo.
Of course, heirloom vegetables, bred over decades and even centuries for taste and hardiness, color, size, and shape, are real, but they're also a metaphor for how our food systems are letting us down. Jamie Jackson grows herbs in Competition, Missouri, and she was also a spokesperson for the exposition.
When you buy food at the grocery stores, it's always the same variety. It's varieties that look good on a shelf and that are easy to ship. They don't always taste good, and they don't always make it during extremes in weather. For home gardeners, you can plant multiple varieties, and if you have a drought 1 year or too much rain, you still will have seeds come true, and you'll still have food for your family. The thing about heirlooms have been selected over many, many generations for taste and for different things like weather situations, but not necessarily for shipping, because you're just carrying it from your garden to your table. So we're really highlighting non-GMOs, multiple varieties, many thousands of varieties for people to grow at home for taste, for color, and really opening people's minds to different types of vegetables that they don't even know about.
I think every school should have an outdoor classroom that the students help design and build themselves. Right, and this is all just a classroom made out of mud.
Outside, Miguel Fraser Elliott has the attention of a small group of students. He's showing them how to build structures with mud. That's the ethos of the festival, using natural materials at hand and historical methods to improve life and thrive simply.
And so you can have a lot of fun, you know, is even a hot tub, right, where you can cook a pizza in the oven and put on a little boat and float it on the water while you're soaking in the tub, right? Sustainable hedonism.
Sixth graders from Burbank Elementary School are on a field trip to the fair. Lots of kids are among the visitors today. Juan Cardenas has been prepared by his own school garden to understand that not all fruits and veggies are alike.
We harvest tomatoes and peppers.
Okay, and do those taste as good or better than the tomatoes and the peppers that are in the supermarket?
Better than the tomatoes and peppers in the supermarket.
Tell me what the difference in the flavor is.
Some peppers are spicier than the others, and the tomatoes are sweeter.
3 days, about 80 speakers, including Robert Kennedy Jr., school groups, gardeners, and thousands of people who care about how food makes its way from farm to table. The National Heirloom Exposition wrapped up Thursday, and we'll be back next September. I'm Steve Mencher for KRCB's North Bay Report.